Well, there are ways to say no that are really uplifting for your soul and your spirit and for the other person receiving. So it would look more like, wow, I love that you would ask me that. And I would so enjoy helping you because I do tend to get carried away and take on more projects. But the truth is I'm already committed here. So I apologize that I'm not able to fulfill that for you. So that's a no that people will say, oh, no, thank you. Now, how do you get there from total codependency? It helps if you have cheat cards. And it helps if you tap. Now, of course, if you're at work and they're in front of you, that's a little awkward. But you could touch something. And it's hard at first. But eventually you get really good at saying no. So think of it this way. What if you're not actually saying no to this person, but you're actually saying yes to what's already on your plate? You know, for me, it was the hardest thing in the world to not answer my phone when I was already in. Like, I do a lot of, I might be doing writing work or computer work or studying, or I might be with my family. And because of the way I work, you know, my phone can ring at any time. So it used to be an automatic response to answer the phone. But actually what I was doing was disrespecting whatever project I was in, whoever I was with. Or what if I answer the phone and I'm not actually, I'm exhausted or I'm distracted or somebody else needs something else. I'm not honoring anybody. And so that was incredibly painful for me to let the phone go to answering or whatever and not answer it. Helps in a two-story house. You just leave it on one floor and you don't hear it. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yes.
So for me, it wasn't about dissing that person or missing something. It was about honoring whatever I was already involved with. And so I had to make up my mind. How do I want to show up? Spread way too thin and do a half-assed job with everything? Or do I want to show up incredibly powerful with what I do? But yeah, if you thank the person, because you do like it. Our egos love it. Yeah, if you're coming to me, it means I could help you. I like to help you. And I like to brainstorm, and I like to give information and share ideas. And I like to see a project be successful. And I love to participate like that. Thank you. And yet I'm already committed. I'm sorry, I can't help. You feel how that's different? And the funny thing is people will really respect you for it. Because when you do say yes, they get 110% of you. And when you say no, they get 110% of the best of you. Because you're honoring previous commitments.